What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast. We are excited to have you here. I'm excited to have you here. I'm flying this plane solo. For those of you that has been rocking with the Quick Cast, we really appreciate it. Do me a huge favor before I get started and shoot your boy a 5-star review. Let me know that you're enjoying these Quick Casts. Just shoot us a little message on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts and just say, hey, Mark, keep up the good work, man. We're really enjoying these. It means a lot because it helps us to become more visible to the greater audience. So, yeah, thank you in advance. I had a Quick Cast all ready to go and recorded, and I was going to upload it. But then, we got some news in the U.S. economy today that, I just can't not talk about. So I'm recording this. I got my little portable situation at work. I'm recording this live, and I'm going to post it as soon as I'm done. We're going to be talking about everything that's gone down in the U.S. economy. We have entered into what many economists consider a recession, or the beginning stages of a recession. And that's not cool, right? But if you study the U.S. economy, or if you've listened to us for any length of time, you know that these things are cyclical and these corrections are needed to, it's kind of like I like to go to the chiropractor and sometimes I need to get readjusted, right? Those aren't fun. You've seen the videos of people getting their necks cracked, their backs cracked, and it's a moment of uncomfortability. But boy, let me tell you, when you leave that chair, man, I'm walking like I'm 10 feet tall, So sometimes it's necessary to have momentary times of uncomfortability for the greater good, right? So what's causing the recession? What's causing this to happen? Well, many things are affecting the stock market. So a bear market is when a recession is when the stock market has entered into a bear market for a certain amount of time, right? And we like flirted with it before, but we're like really there now. And the market is down. The stock market is down because many reasons. You have supply chain issues still brimming over from the recession. You have the unrest in Ukraine, inflation. You have many things. But one of the things I want to talk about today that just went down was the Fed increasing the interest rate by 75% or 0.75 basis points. So they did that again. That's not great because what they're trying to do, they're trying to quell spending in the housing market. And so that's fine, but the U.S. economy, think of it like a Rubik's Cube. So when you tweak one thing, you create friction in another area. And so when it's all the stock market is all based on confidence. And so when things start to occur, people start to lose confidence, people start to pull their money and panic sell, their shares, and it's just not a good time. So what can you do? Marcus, thank you for giving us the bad news, but what does that mean? Well, while I can't tell you exactly what to do, I can share with you what me and Shira are doing in a time like this. We chilling. We're chilling. What does that mean, Marcus? Well, that means we're not checking our portfolios every few days. We're not checking, actively looking for new properties at the moment, because we know that the interest rates are just ridiculously too high. Okay, so we're chilling. We're going back to the basics. When the market is high and everything's lit, you see a lot of, in the financial community, you see a lot of get the bag talk, right? Do this, start this business, do this NFT, do all this creative like stuff starts to sprout up when the market's hot. But when you're in moments like this, this is when you go back to the basics. And I'm so happy that me and Shire really has built this entire platform on those basics. Pay down debt. Save emergency fund. Save 3 to 6 months of your expenses and invest the difference. Or invest once you've done those things, right? That's pretty much what we're going to be doing at this time. When it comes to investing in the stock market, Marcus, I'm investing in the stock market, but it's really down right now. What do I have to say to that? Well, I'm glad you asked. So for us, we use our 401k, Roth IRA, as our investment vehicles into the stock market. We're investing 35 to 40% of our income. And we're going to keep doing that. We see stock market investing as a long-term thing. And so although we've lost money in the shares that we presently own, by continuing to purchase those shares that are now, you know, worth less, they also cost less now. And so now we're buying more shares because we're investing the same amount of money. We're using the same strategy. We automate our contributions to the stock market twice a month, and we're going to continue to do that. We're not going to slow that down. We're not necessarily going to increase it either. We're just going to just stay nice and even keel, nice and steady, because these times like these are when you can make the most money. When you're at the top of the curve and you're pumping money into the stock market, you're not going to see the amount of gains because you're already at that top of that curve. But when you're in the valley and the only place you can go is up, that's when you buy, because when you come out of the valley, all that you were able to stockpile is going to really grow you. And that's why you see more millionaires and billionaires built in tough times, you know. But those are only the ones that were able to stay the course. Those are only the ones that were able to stay consistent in their contributions. Those who sold and couldn't take it, or those who started contributing less just because they were scared, not necessarily because they needed to contribute less, but just because they just were a bit more unsettled. Those individuals won't see the gains that those who are consistent will see. And so that's what we're doing. When it comes to our real estate endeavors, right now we're just really thankful and really happy that we have, and we're controlling the assets that we currently have now. I'm so glad I bought three homes. We were able to and blessed to buy three homes last year. I'm so glad we bought our forever home in California in 2019. And now we've seen almost $250,000 in equity growth on that property. I'm so glad we did it when we did it. And when we did it, we thought it was crazy and expensive, but we did it anyway, because the market will only go up. It will only get worse. Homes will only get more expensive, and it will only become harder to buy, as we're seeing now, right? So while this may slow down our growth when it comes to investing in real estate, we are still seeing rental income from the assets we own. And I'm just going to keep it 1,000 as I close. We're entering an era, or we're entering a time frame when it's going to be about the wealthy and the poor, the middle class. We've been saying on this podcast for months, probably years now, the middle class is disappearing. It's who owns assets and who doesn't. See, there's a time when you can, just on having a good job, you can be in the middle class. I earn high income earners. I'm six figure earners. You were considered in the middle class. You didn't necessarily have to have assets. You didn't necessarily have to own property or own, you know, have these things. But we're going to be transitioning into an era in time where if you don't have those things, you're gonna struggle. And the economy is kind of playing that out. You know, we're starting to see that play out now, you know, because there's going to come a time when those, it's not going to be as easy to get those assets as it was in times past. So, you know, this isn't like a doomsday message, but this is just hopefully serves as an encouragement to you, right? If you're investing, continue to do so. And really get back to basics. You know, we're gonna really be hammering that in this season. It's like, get back to basics. I like to call it, I should come up with a catchy name, but I don't have one. But anyway, spend less than you save, or save more than you spend, and invest more than you save. If you do those three things, you're gonna be all right. Let me say that one more time, because I kind of jumbled it. Save more than you spend and invest more than you save. I'm going to leave y'all with that. I hope you enjoyed this quick cast. This has been Marcus for Black Married Debt Free, and we're going to holler at you guys on the next one. Peace.